The commanding officer of the NTTU, ACP Angubutu Geawuni, has expressed regret about the state of motor accidents, despite the concerted education on safety over the years. Speaking to Radio Ghana, ACP Awuni stressed the need to increase education and intensify enforcement of the law to save life and property. He spoke with George Ankara.
I am disturbed about all of a sudden this number of accidents that were recorded and the number of deaths that are accompanied. We tried to beat this down and we did all sort of education coupled with enforcement, and the stakeholders were all involved. DVLA was part of it. The National Road Safety Commission was part of it. In fact, the drivers unions themselves were part of it. And at a certain stage, we even decided that we should impound some 207 vehicles until they have done their decks well. And I was so happy that the Christmas and New Year festivities coupled with the elections duties came off without any serious accident. Unfortunately, all of a sudden the things are rising up and I'm at a loss. I believe that we still have some people, especially drivers, who are not careful, and we need to strengthen our defense campaign. As I'm speaking with you now, I'm supposed to be in Bolga probably by the 29th of this month. At the NTU, the DVLA, the National Road Safety Commission will be in Bolga to engage stakeholders once more, and then we'll drive down to Kumasi on the 4th of next month and then to Kofodria. Now we're trying to see whether we can do another round of education, but this one we think that we should also strengthen it with the enforcement. So we'll do what we can to see whether we can reduce it. But coming back home to Accra and talking about the NY highway, yesterday I was so much disgusted when I heard that an MP was leading a demonstration. I thought that he was elected to go and talk in parliament for the people, not to lead them in demonstration when accident occurs on the road. It was very unfortunate.
The suggestion they are coming up is that there should be ramps or a footbridge or whatever. International regulation or practice. Do we put ramps on highways?
You cannot put speed ramps on a major highway like the Dodge Highway. It is very unthinkable to put speed ramps on that highway. What the people there should do is to be self-conscious. People should respect. They should know that this is a highway. After all, they have made provisions for that pedestrian crossing. And then the pedestrian crossing is not to their specification. They don't specify the pedestrian crossing for the engineer. And therefore, they should use what has been provided by the engineers. You remember we started talking about this, and then we are erecting a fence wall in between the two sides of the roads with a mesh. Unfortunately, I don't know why those who are doing the mesh decided to leave space for them to be able to go. They should close all the meshes so that there's no way that you can pass through anywhere apart from where demarcated from pedestrians to use. And the people should learn to use this pedestrian crossing. Anybody at all cannot do what he wants.
Commander Uni, that is the indiscipline. If you go to circle, you see people jumping the fence that is used to divide the road. You go to Madina Adenta, it is still happening. So what are we supposed to do?
In fact, that's what I'm saying. You see, normally you say that the police should be there to arrest them. But once again, we cannot get the number of policemen who should do all these things. Let me be very frank with you. We cannot dot policemen all along our roads because there are a lot of indecent people there. No, they are not limited. So the people themselves should realize that. I mean, do I need to tell you that what is at risk when we are going to die? I mean, to think for ourselves and know that certain things will lead to our the loss of our lives. You don't need a policeman to come and tell you that the place that you are crossing, you are likely to be hit by a vehicle.
That was ACP Angubutu Geawuni talking to George Ankara.
The chief executive officer of the Millennium Development Authority, Martin Ison Benjamin, was clear that there are a few interchanges to be built to control the safety mechanisms on the George Walker Bush Highway. He asked the Ministry of Roads and Transport to endeavor to raise the necessary funds to complete those aspects which could not protect lives.
It's unfortunate that a child going to school lost his life. My sympathies go to the parents and all the other relatives having lost a dear one. We pray that this road does not continue to take lives that way. I'm told actually that yesterday what happened was somebody's carelessness, a driver who did not stop and apparently knocked the child down. So there's a bit of indiscipline in there. The red lights, I believe, the street light were on, and the traffic indicators indicated that the child should have stopped. Having said that, we literally finished the program on the 14th of February, and we handed this over to the Ghana Highway Authority. Before we finished handing it over, there was obviously some issues left on the table which needed to be handled. And we recall that there were quite a number of accidents, and for that matter, almost all the responsible agencies met and discussed what else must take, because the road had been designed and handed over as it is. and therefore any additional interruption on the road would then have to be advised by the Ghana Highway Authority, who know exactly what the purpose the road is supposed to serve. So yes, we build the road to some designs, and that is what we have offered. There are issues left on the road. For example, there are 5 more interchanges that have not been built on that road.
Why, sir?
The donors' funds could not take everything on board. The donor just built the dual carriageway. He put in 2 major interchanges, and the rest have been there for ages. Nyamite, Kashiman, Dolu. All those areas are there. I mean, they are interchanges that should be taken care of.
No, does that mean that is also part of the accidents and that something should be done about it?
No, what I'm just saying is that there are uncompleted jobs on the road.
Okay.
And you see, for the first time, we built the Tsekwashi interchange. It wasn't there. Government came and built the Tsekwashi interchange. It eats traffic in some way. Recently, there have been a lot of other things being done to ease traffic everywhere. So we go on sequentially. So having done this major road, there are interventions that must come. And one of them, for example, is these interchanges. Now, if you build the interchange, then obviously you may add all the pedestrian walkways and other things which will ease the lives of not only the able-bodied, but also the people who also have deformities and problems. So the handicapped also have some problems to be able to take care of them. All those are part of the things that are yet to come.
So in effect, what the people are saying is true, that there must be some review of some sort.
Obviously, these are, you know, this is a dynamic society, and we're moving on with adding things that will... Look, already the first step has been taken. The Ghana Highway Authority has given a contract to somebody to put some barricades on the road so that people do not cross over. I think you've seen that.
Yes.
That is one of the things that was outstanding. So there are other things outstanding.
Is it possible to put a speed ramp on a highway of that nature?
That is a technical issue, and I'm not competent enough to comment on that. I believe the Ghana Highway Authority can tell you whether they can put a speed ramp, because as far as I'm concerned, these technical issues were all looked at by them, and they know exactly what they should do on the road.
That was the Chief Executive Officer of the Millennium Development Authority, Martin Ison Benjamin.
Structural engineer Emmanuel Deguche blamed the rising spate of accidents on the indiscipline of the Ghanaian youth. He told Radio Ghana that the situation is compelling engineers to learn new things every day in order to cope with the negative attitudes of the people. He appealed to road users to observe the rules, especially those relating to traffic lights and pedestrian walkways.
The idea of installation of speed ramp is not really the job of a structural engineer. It has to do with the traffic and transport engineers. But if I have to give you my opinion, you don't need a speed ramp on the highway. That's why on the highway, people are provided footbridges at regular intervals so that they can cross over, so that they don't have any interference with the vehicles. Unfortunately, in Ghana, we don't respect things like New Jersey barrier, the solid concrete that you see at the center of the road. People just go and then jump over and then they cross. So it's just that we don't respect the rules and regulations governing the use of roads. So if you watch, they are now trying to barricade and the central part with a metal grating. If you go elsewhere in the world, nobody does that. You know, if they find you on the highway, they arrest you. So for this, it's very unfortunate. I don't think speed ramps will solve the problem. People must learn to use footbridges. We, the engineers, have had a lot of problems trying to encourage the public to use footbridges. All the footbridges we are installing in the city, nobody is climbing them. So we have been always trying to strategize the way of doing it. We look at a station where people would rather go under the road instead of going across. Because if you have to go across, you climb as high as about 5-6 meters. But if you have to go down, you might go only 3 or 4 meters, which will be easier for people, right? But the issue of security will also come in. In the night, things could happen there. If we don't provide proper lighting, a lot of issues could go on. That's why we are still maintaining the footbridges. So
Manon Deguche is a structural engineer.